your exclusive home for Arizona Cardinals football. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Steve Wilks. Presented by Earnhardt Hyundai and Ford Dealers. No bull since 1951.
And head coach Steve Wilks joins us now after his media press conference. He joins us weekly here on Big Red Monday. Coach, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. I tend to ask you first about, you know, reviewing film, so I'll start there again. Anything pop out to you from film after seeing that?
I would say this, that you got to give Oakland Raiders some credit, but when you go back and watch the tape, you know, it was a lot of self-inflicted plays out there that we just hurt ourselves, mm-hmm. particularly with the penalties. I always tell the guys there's four or five plays that really determine the outcome of a game. You look at that dropped interception that could have ended the game. The play with Benet down the sideline, unacceptable. That can't happen in that situation. And then the two penalties late in the game with Jermaine, the unnecessary roughness, and then the holding call right there with Ricky.
The holding call we talked a little bit about earlier, and it was an interesting play because I don't think you expect to break a run on 3rd and 23, and it was a conservative play call. But I also noticed that was on the heels of Jermaine's penalty. Would Jermaine normally be in the game in that situation blocking if he had not committed that penalty to hurt your team?
I would say yes. But, the biggest thing there is you got to look at they didn't have any timeouts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we're about to take the 2 minute. And, of course, it was going to be third down and punch. So what we allowed for those guys to stop the clock.
Yeah.
And that's what you can't do.
Yeah.
When you look at what happened at the end of the game right there, they had only 2 seconds to kick that field goal. They wouldn't have had that opportunity.
Sure.
So
I know I wanted to believe, Ron Wolfley wanted to believe after the Kansas City game that real progress was being made after the way you came back against San Francisco, the way you competed against the Chiefs until the offensive line fell apart. It all seemed to be going in a good direction. The first quarter seemed to be the kind of game we were hoping for. What happened with the offense? What happened in those middle two quarters, Steve, that sort of allowed Oakland to hang around in that game?
Again, just the inconsistency there. You look at the first five plays. I'm going to talk about that. You know, you're talking about an interception, and then all of a sudden now a touchdown. And we always talk about starting fast. We settled in after that. You saw the long play drive that ended up in the touchdown for us. And then all of a sudden now the defense goes three and out, I believe, three or four times. The inconsistency came up where we just couldn't get any movement on the offensive side of the ball. And then most importantly right there, we got to create some takeaways on the defensive side.
Steve Wilks, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, our guest every Monday here on Bickley and Murata. Watching the television broadcast of the game early on, and it was after the first interception by Josh, but they pointed out a couple of instances down the field where Josh, you know, delivered the ball quick on a check down. And I know he doesn't want to be that type of quarterback. And I know coaches will tell you, take the check down. You don't have to force everything. But do you think that's a result of the pressure and the hits he's taken to this point of the season, Coach?
No, I don't think so. I think it's, you know, the process of really being a rookie. That's something that we emphasize and stress a lot, particularly with Byron. Even if you look at that one with JJ that we miscued on there, mm-hmm. 29, Chase Edmonds is open wide. He's wide open in the flat. Mm-hmm. You know, so we have to continue to learn right now when it's not there to take the check down.
You had mentioned the lack of takeaways in preseason. I mean, that was the hallmark of this defense, turning people over left and right. It's been a long time since you guys have flipped the field or taken the ball away from an offense. What explains that? Is that one of those momentum things that once you get one, you start getting more? What do you make of that?
I think so. It's hard really to explain that. You look at the one that we had at the end of the game. We just dropped it. So we just got to continue to try to be aggressive, find ways right here. When the first two guys are there, the third guy's coming in trying to get the ball out. And then once again, when we are in position right here, we got to finish.
I want to ask you, I'm sure you're getting tired about being asked about your job security. I'm curious what are you feeling emotionally? Because to be honest, you have not caught one break at all this entire season. And now you're in that uncomfortable position of being asked constantly about your own future. How are you managing that?
Well, it may be an uncomfortable question for some people, but I'm pretty comfortable in where I am and what I'm doing. My focus right now is really trying to get this football team moving in the right direction. I don't really think about the outside noise or, you know, those kind of things. There's so much more that I'm concerned with, which is really trying to win a football game.
Now, your predecessor, he entertained a lot of people with colorful language and all that kind of stuff. Does part of you ever toy with the idea of blaming players and not shouldering it all yourself? I admire stoicism in a leadership capacity, somebody who's steady and doesn't change. But you know how you know how the masses can be and stuff like that. How do you stay trained to your message when you don't have the results?
Well, I think number one, going back to your initial question, is that I believe in being consistent, and I have no problem. And I think if you ask any coach, any player on this team, I have a concern, I'm gonna look those guys right in the eye, mm-hmm. and let those guys know how I feel. I don't believe in getting in front of the media, getting in front of the podium, and what I consider having diarrhea of the mouth. If I have a problem with a player, he's gonna know exactly where I stand. All right, the expectations and what it's meant, what we expect. So I don't feel the need to you know, come on here and talk about this guy's not doing this, this guy's not doing that. You can ask those guys what I just said in the meeting room. They understand exactly where I'm coming from.
Steve Wilks, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. About that locker room, yesterday's loss is the kind of loss that can linger. If it's something the coaching staff has to combat, something the players themselves have to combat. Have you noticed any change, generally speaking, in the demeanor of the locker room after a loss like that?
No, I haven't. And I would say, number one, we have great leadership. Antoine Pathé said some great things last night to the team, which I truly appreciate, his leadership and his role. And as coaches, as I sit here and talk to these guys in the staff meeting, you know, we got to lead. You know, mm-hmm. these guys are down. They're disappointed. But they're looking for direction, and we got to give it to them.
I'm curious about this, and I don't mean to be harping on this, but in Detroit, they just gave Matt Patricia a vote of confidence. Would it help matters at all if this organization did the same for you? Have they done that for you privately?
I'm just focused right now on trying to beat the Chargers, and that's my main concern. I haven't really thought about that. And I think when you start trying to consume yourself and worrying about whether or not you're going to be here next year or worrying about this, you lose focus on what's in front of you. And I don't want to do that.
Okay, let's spin this thing forward a little bit, because the bright spot of accumulating losses will be high draft leverage, high leverage picks, a chance to regenerate very, very, very quickly. Defensively now, a guy with your background, you came from a lot of success, certainly some thumping linebackers. What does this team need to take the defense to the next level?
I think there's different areas that we need to improve on. But, of course, everything to me starts right up the middle. You know, great tackle, linebacker, as well as the safety. So we can start there.
Okay.
One more, and we could, again, like Bick said, kind of spin it forward. You said earlier this year you didn't expect to be in the situation with the personnel you had, the coaching staff you put together, maybe the division that you play in. So I think this is genuinely a surprise that you guys are 2-8 through 10 games. When you look at those 10 games, what is your biggest disappointment to this? Is there an area of the team that you're more disappointed in, or your biggest frustration, I guess, with all of it?
I don't think it's one side of the ball or even special teams. I think, you know, it's our inability to finish, mm-hmm. you know, when you look at it. You know, you go back to the Seattle game, you know, same deal. You know, last second field goal, they won the game. So you can go back and look at certain plays within that game that we did not finish, mm-hmm. you know. So that's the disappointing thing right now.
One of the things that we have seen across the year, it's never happened here, and judging by what you said about your communication with the players and telling them things straight to their face, I doubt that there would be any guys checking out, but December can be the time of zombie football across the NFL. When teams are out of contention, you can get a lot of just lackluster effort, lackluster focus, all of that. I'm sure it's very important to you to avoid all of that, given everything you've been through so far.
Extremely important, and I think, again, it's about that last DNA, as we talk about, finish, and just taking it one game at a time, going out there still competing, still trying to find a way to win a football game, and really, you know, trying to evolve and moving forward towards next year.
couple players I wanted to ask you about individually. We got our first look at Corey Cunningham, the seventh round pick at left tackle yesterday. It's never ideal when you're starting a seventh round pick and he's making his debut at left tackle, but how do you think overall he performed?
I thought he performed well. You know, to really be thrown in the fire like that, he competed, did some great things in the run game as well as in pass pro. So, again, these guys are getting, you know, quality time, quality reps, so I'm excited about that.
What was your assessment of Josh's play yesterday, Coach?
I thought Josh played well. I thought, again, he got off to a rough start. You know, it's hard and difficult to win when you're turning the ball over, but we were able to weather that storm. As you saw, you know, we tied it up 14-14 at the half. I think it was really the second half that got us. Mm-hmm.
All right, you're going to be facing a Chargers team that's, I'm guessing, is probably going to be pretty motivated after yesterday. What does your Thanksgiving schedule look like this week for the football team?
We're getting here a little earlier and have meetings and then go through our normal process of practice. And then I would give those guys the afternoon off from a standpoint of not meeting so they can have an opportunity to have dinner with their family, which I think is extremely important.
And how about you? Do you have a hard time separating the personal from the professional given the way the season has gone?
At times you do, but I think, you know, being a family man, being a husband, being a father, I think you got to be able to separate it because, again, they're looking for dad. They're looking for their, you know, the husband. So it's difficult. But again, sometimes it's refreshing to be able to go home and understand that they just love you for you.
Yeah, I bet you on some level you feel like you're being tested this year. Is that true?
Oh, beyond. it's a damn understatement.
Steve Wilks, the head coach of the Cardinals, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Before we let you go, injuries yesterday in the game, and then maybe some guys that weren't able to go, DJ and Robert, the most notable.
Well, right now we just had Deion Buchanan, chest contusion. I'm waiting for the results right now. Hopefully we can get Chad, DJ, Buddha, and Robert back this week.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got a solid chin, Coach. I'll say that. You got that going for you. So good luck to you, man. Thank you for always being here.
Appreciate the time. Thanks. Steve Wilks, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.